Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes we got to just tell God to break every chain. Anything that's holding us, anything that's crippling us, anything that's causing conflict, Lord, break them. Break every chain. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask that Evangelist Sharon give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. And yes, we do have to ask for all chains to be broken. In Romans 10, in the King James, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear the record that they have a zeal of God, not according to knowledge. They being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not made themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Amen. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for everything that's spiritual. I want to thank you for our first Adam as well as our second Adam, because we would not have gotten here and God would not have perfected it as he did to make everything spiritual, to put everything in the line of our heart. So I pray that God, who's where he already abides, opens up my heart and mind to everything that's spiritual. May we mimic Christ, may we walk as Christ, thought as Christ, teach as Christ, and speak as Christ. I pray for those who are shut-in, and those who are suffering, those who need to be delivered, those ask us to remember them in prayer, and for those who are bereaved. And I especially pray for those our pastors who get the word out every day, no matter what. I pray that God will continue to open their hearts and their minds so that they can teach all of us that need to be taught. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much. Again, I want to encourage everyone on the board at Noon. Let's continue to lift brothers and sisters up that's going through. I know the enemy is on attack, but guess what? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So that's real to me, you know. I just straight out refuse to be conformed to this world.
Amen.
See, when you love the world and the things of the world, the Bible says if anyone loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I know that's a hard word, man. That's a hard word, but it's true. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father. It's not God's stuff, see? But it is the world stuff. And the world is part of it. But he who does the will of my Father or the will of God abides in love forever. And the only way to make this happen is to stay in his word. Hallelujah. I just thank God for each and every one of you. I want to continue to, like I said, to lift those up that just going through, probably the best way to put it, just buying up some things. Hallelujah. You're talking this week about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And one of the things that that the Lord continued to put in my spirit is the importance of having faith in Christ. We have talked yesterday, so let's kind of go back there. In Hebrews 11 and 1, we'll just do some foundational scriptures here. Hebrews 11 and 1, this is not our foundational scripture, but this is for what we need to be able to get out from where we're going today. Hebrews 11 and 1.
Okay. Okay. Hebrews 11 and 1 reads as follows. He never fails. I rebuke the devil. I don't know why. Okay. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen.
Amen. And good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. And thank you, Sharon, for that prayer. Amen. And from the Message Bible, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Amen.
You see, he says faith has to always be now. If it's not right now, faith has to be present. In other words, faith has to be present. And it has to become something that you don't see. You don't see no way of doing it. So then that's when you get in the Word of God. Because the Word of God, it assures us the things that we expect can come to pass, but only by trusting God.
Amen.
If you read down there to verse 6, while we're there, just go ahead and jump to 6. My favorite word I'm learning in the Bible is but. I just want to go through the whole Bible, find every but I can.
Okay, all right now.
You read Hebrews 11:6, Evangelist Sharon.
Okay, 11:6 read as follows in the King James. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, we know on the basis of the reliability testimony that before he was taken, he pleased God. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
Praise Amen. God. Yeah, so you see, this is one of them musts. Because without it ain't going to happen. It
Amen.
Not happen. You're standing a better chance of trying to walk around here alive with your heart somewhere else, that they literally cut your heart out, place it in another state, and you living here. You'd be better off doing that.
Have mercy.
Now, can you imagine trying to, your heart is over in California on the operating table, and you here? See, that's impossible.
Amen.
So that's how impossible it is trying to please God. No one can please God without faith. So whoever goes to God, he said, you must believe that God exists.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about that, let's go to St. John 4:41-42. St. John 4:41-42. He said, you must believe. There's no options here. You don't have a chance. And everybody don't believe, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you that right now. They'll tell you they do, but they don't. People don't believe in the resurrection. Because if they did, they'll believe that God made Jesus their debt payer. But they don't believe it. They still fighting singing. They still wrestling with the idea that, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. They still wrestling with that idea. When in actuality, you got to start trusting the word of God, that God forgive you. And he made Jesus to be your sin.
Yeah.
As hard as it may sound, as crazy as it may sound, God knew we couldn't bear that sin. So somebody had to bear it. And you couldn't do like they did in the Old Testament. What would they take a sheep goat and put the sin on them and they go into a far country?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
all right, now.
Jesus, You got to believe. You got to believe that God did this. And when you believe, that means you act like it, see? But without it, you're not going to please God. You ain't pleasing God. You got to believe
right.
that God exists. And to believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him, that's another thing, too. We might not get into today, but when he says seek, do you really know what that's saying, see?
Mm. Mm.
See?
All right.
Not just looking. When you're seeking for something, you can go back and find this in the scriptures. You have to seek for it as though it's lost, something that you don't know where it's at. And you turning over things and you looking at things and you look. It's sort of like you ever lost anything and you find yourself going back over the same spot. Is that kind of way of thinking? Is that doing?
Yeah.
That's when you know you're seeking for it. Because you really need it. It really needs to happen. And you're doing everything possible to make it happen. But in John 4, talking about belief now, in John 4:41, will you read that for us, please?
Yes. And many more believe because of the old word. And said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of our world. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. A lot more people entrusted their lives to him when they heard what he had to say. They said to the woman, we're no longer taking this on your say-so. We've heard it for ourselves and know it for sure. He's the Savior of the world. Amen.
Boy, it ain't nothing like a first-hand account.
Amen.
For yourself.
Say that. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to hear from grandmama. It's good to hear from the preacher. But boy, I tell you, it ain't nothing like experiencing it yourself. Experiencing the Lord. And the best way to do that, brothers and sisters, is to get in the Word of God. And he's going to come because he promised that he'll come. And he will make his abode with you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't get in that Word, you won't find him.
Yeah.
See,
Amen.
Many more Samaritans believe because of what Jesus said. And that's great. They act on what Jesus said. But they said, wait a minute. The woman told. He said, our faith is no longer based on what she said or they said. We've had this experience ourselves.
Yeah.
So our faith now is in God, is in his word, is in Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's a lot of people tell you a lot about the Bible, lots about Christ. But, brother and sister, it ain't nothing like getting in that word for yourself, man.
That's right. Say that. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Timothy said in 2 Timothy 1, he said, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, not I. But because I'm not ashamed. For I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed until that day. See, when you believe, you act on it. If you believe that God really made Jesus to become your sin, then you don't have a sin problem. You're
That's
not
right.
begging God to get rid of your sin. If he took care of it, why are you still begging him about your sin? No, you have a righteous problem. That's the real deal.
Yes.
Because God have grant us the faith by his spirit as we got born again, regeneration. Remember what Galatians 5, I'm going to have to take you back there again, Galatians 5:22. See, when you got the Holy Spirit, here's what you got.
Amen.
See, people tell me, you got the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit going to teach what the Word says. You got faith.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yeah, read that for us.
In Galatians 5:22, it reads as follows. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen.
Well, amen from the Message Bible. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. Amen.
That's what Paul said. I'm crucified with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things over there in Galatians 2:20. He said, I'm crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Nevertheless,
amen.
I live. Yet not I, ain't talking about me, not I, but, that's my favorite word, but Christ lives in me.
Yeah.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live afraid of the Son of God.
Amen.
Who loved me, gave himself for me.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
Find Philippians 3:8-10. Find Philippians 3:8-10. But you have to go down and declare that you've been crucified with Christ. See, because Christ is alive. If you believe in the resurrection power, Christ is alive.
Yes, he is.
And, in Philippians 3:8-10, you want to read that for us, please?
Yes. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them, but during that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable unto the death. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, because of Christ, yes, all the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going on for me is insignificant. Dog done. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. I didn't want some petty, inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally. experience his resurrection power, be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. Amen.
You see, Paul had considered all he had did, that it was a loss. He wanted God's righteousness, not his own righteousness. See, man has his own righteousness, and he teach people to have their own righteousness. And they don't want to submit to the righteousness of God. They don't want to submit. That's a hard word anyway for a lot of people. They don't like to submit.
All right.
That's why a lot of people are not married, because they don't want to submit to their husband. The Bible says submit to your own husband. They don't want to submit. A lot of men, they don't want to submit because, see, you become responsible when you start submitting.
Yes. Say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, he says, and I like for y'all, over in Romans 10, remember he said, brother, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved.
Mm-hmm.
He got bad in record that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. Now, they got an ideal about God, but it's not based on knowledge. He said they ignorant of God's righteousness and have gone about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. See, people don't want to submit to God kind of righteousness. God, I made Christ to be sin for you. Well, I submit to, okay, well, Lord, thank you.
Yes. Amen.
See, everybody want to do their own right. Well, we do this at our church. We do that. Well, wait a minute. What righteousness has to do with that? Do it have anything to do with God's righteousness?
All right.
See, people become sin conscious rather than righteous conscious. When God see you, he don't see you. He see you through Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
You're looking at your sin and God looking at Christ's righteousness. God made Jesus to be sin for us.
Yeah.
So you can't be both of them. You can't have it both ways, brothers and sisters. Either you accept that or you don't. So Paul said, you know what? Man, I can't all of this stuff. Well. Y'all look virgin ears. Y'all might as well stop them up, because I'm going to tell you what it means.
Come
he
on,
said, God. I count it all as doo-doo. It's just doo-doo. Everything I ever learned is doo-doo. Everywhere I've been is doo-doo.
Yeah.
Because I want to gain God's knowledge, I have to flush all that stuff in the toilet.
That's right.
That's how Paul saw that. He saw everything he'd ever done was toilet material. It was ready for the toilet.
Yeah.
And actually, this is a profound statement about the value of a personal relationship with Christ. You don't need your own righteousness.
Right.
When you talk to God, you need to say, Lord, I'm dependent on Christ, what he did.
Yeah.
And that's why I became crucified with him, because I'm depending on his righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, there's got to come a time in your life that you got to start placing everything beneath Christ and not above Christ. Even your relationship with God, it can't be based on what you think or feel. It needs to be based on what the Word of God says.
I don't care
how much law keeping you do. I don't care how many times you go to church. I keep the law. I talked to a preacher, not to him, well, I do this and I do that. Well, that's good. But what that has to do with the Word of God? Absolutely nothing. See?
All right.
It don't have anything to do with the Word of God. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta excuse me, this thing dropped. But anyway, we're gonna pick it up there tomorrow. Was you saying anything there, Pastor Bill?
Oh, no, I was just saying what the scripture said. They call it dog done. And so you just went on and made it plain what that was. That's all, Pastor.
Yeah, when you talk about dung, really it's talking about the dog mess. I mean, I know sometimes people, they don't want to hear the real truth. But listen, brothers and sisters, there is three stages to perfection. Well, we don't have time to get into it today. But you are perfect because you're in Christ.
Amen.
But now if you're not in Christ, you're looking for righteousness. If you're not in Christ, you hoping he give you righteousness. You hope he forgive you. And that's not the, you don't live in hope. You need to live a faith. There's a war going on between faith and fear. Some people, they choose fear rather than faith.
Have mercy.
But anyway, y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.